You are listening to an SAFM podcast, 104 to 107 nationwide. Stream us live on www.safm.co.za or via the SABC Plus app. SABC News, independent and impartial.
Over 200 unemployed nurses are threatening to stage a sit-in at the Northwest Health Department today. The nurses are demanding immediate employment. This, as hospitals and clinics are reportedly buckling under pressure throughout the province due to staff shortage. For more on this, we join on the line by DENOSA Northwest Student Movement Provincial Secretary, Motusi Lebatle. A very good morning to you and welcome.
Good morning, sir.
Mr. Lebatle, can you confirm if the stage, if the sitting is still going ahead today?
Good morning to you and to the listeners. I would confirm that, yes, indeed, we did release a media statement as a student movement to try and show our frustrations to the Department of Health and the community at large, based on the fact that we experienced dire shortages in the institutions, your clinics and your hospitals, though we are having a number of nurses who are unemployed. That on its own says a lot. Having people taken to school by the government, using taxpayers' money, and from there, I cannot be utilized with the experience that I'm having.
What is the reasons? What are you hearing from government? Why are hospitals not absorbing the unemployed nurses if the hospitals and clinics are reportedly buckling under pressure?
Yes, no, it's a given fact. Even if rain can go to any facility, you will see community members queuing there to get assistance. However, what the department is saying, and what we know, is that Treasury has struck us with the moratorium of cost containment. And what we are wondering is that why can't government reduce a health sector from this moratorium, because of it's a very significant sector that cannot be affected by these shortages of money. Rather, it should be the one that is being sponsored, because of once you kill the health sector, you are killing the whole country. So that is the reasons why government cannot get to employ nurses, because of National Treasury has put some certain measures to say people must have cut their costs.
Now, you did indicate that you send out a media statement, but there's no clarity yet. Are you still sitting today? Are you sitting in?
We have postponed, as effective from yesterday. We postponed the sitting for 5 days. After meeting with the MEC of the department, Ntate Madoda Sambata, we had some discussions with him, and he promised us in good faith to say that he was going to be engaging with his administration and see how best within this week they can assist us. And that is not taking away the fact that we are still not happy. However, we believe that once you engage in good faith and there are processes that are to unfold, let the administrative part unfold. Should they now fail because of what they now promised us? Indeed, we are going to sit in those offices, and we are not going to move. We rather sleep there.
Yes, thank you so much. Motusi Lebatle, the Provincial Secretary for DENOSA Student Movement in the Northwest.
You can find SAFM Current Affairs on 104 to 107 nationwide. Our podcasts are available for download on all our digital platforms. SAFM, leading the conversation.